Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. Hello and welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast. I am your host, Mark Fitzgerald, and it is great to have you joining me here today. I have built up a new life for myself through property, and I like to help others now do the same. I do hope you have been enjoying the episodes so far and that they have helped you maybe think differently, or if you're new to all of this, maybe just get started. If any of the episodes so far have helped you, then it's great. And that is what the podcast is all about. I would like to also just say a quick thank you to the people who have left a written review and given their feedback on how the podcast has been received so far. If you haven't left one yet and you want to, please do. It only takes a couple of minutes and I love reading them all. I was asked the other day by someone if they could share the podcast on their social media to their friends who may find it of interest. Of course, the answer is always yes. If you feel a family member or a friend would benefit or enjoy this podcast, please do share it and copy me in or tag me into the post where you share it, and I'll comment and I'll help where I can. The more people we can help, the better, I say. So today I wanted to answer a question that I get asked a lot, and that is, how much money do I need to be able to get started in property? As I think so many people have a different idea on the amounts that you actually need. Now, as I always say, it depends on what strategy in property you want to get into. As we all know, property can be massively expensive and hard to get into with little funds of your own. So I always find it very interesting when I hear the phrase, no money down, get into property with no money. You can get started in property with no money. Really? Can you really? Well, let's dig deeper into this. Now, while you can't, in my opinion, get started with no money, you can get started with none of your own money. Think about it like this. If you want to buy a property, you need money. Does that have to be your own money? No. It could be a joint venture partner's, where you find the deals and manage the properties and the joint venture partner brings the money to the deal. In a way, it's a 50-50 as they bring what you need and in return, you give them what they need, which is they don't have to do any work, they just need to bring the money. It's not no money, but it's none of your own money. That's just a small example, of course, but it shows you the different ways to think about this. So strategies like deal sourcing and rent to rent can be a great entry level to start in property. And depending on the level you want to get into, it can be a very cost effective way to do it. But you will need some money, as you need to have the right compliances in these fields to operate legally. You cannot start anything really in business or in property without some sort of capital or having to spend some money up front. Even if you come across a PLO, a purchase lease option, on this deal, you arrange a price with the vendor now, but you arrange it to buy the property down the line. So a few years. So you can take the property on and look after it as it's your own, but you pay the option fee, which is the price for the property, in maybe 3 to 5 years' time. You normally pay the owner some rent each month, or you can really negotiate any terms you want on a deal like this. They are really good and can benefit both parties, but you will still need the lowest amount to pay on a purchase lease option, which is £1. Now, while that won't break the bank, it's still not a no money down, is it? It's very little money down. So some people who have money to invest but don't want to do all the work that comes with property investing will be happy to let somebody else do all of that work and reap the rewards. If you have that option, then it's great, and that will make things a lot easier when you start out. What you also need to remember is you need a solid plan with contingencies as well. For most of us, though, it's not as easy as that. And even if you do start with a pot of money in property, you can run out of money very quickly. The thing is, You can get started in property with little money and build up your funds over time with a solid business plan. I think that's why so many people look at creative strategies, again, like deal sourcing and rent to rent. Both are great options to take, and both done right can make you a good living while helping and working with others too. The old win-win, as we said before. Deal sourcing is appealing, but for me, I just didn't like the idea of not knowing what I was going to make each month, as deals can fall through at the last minute. So I'm guessing it could be very frustrating at times when you think you've got a set amount of money coming your way, only for the deal to backfire or just fall down at the last minute when you've done all the hard work to make it happen. Of course, I chose the rent-to-rent strategy and decided to manage properties and build up a solid income that way. I'm not saying you can't do the deal sourcing as well, because you can. You can actually do both, but I would say focus on one, nail one, and then if you still want to do the second one, look to do that once you've got one up and running. Remember, all the property strategies can be done at the same time or at any time. They can all interlink in some sort of way, and it is good to really be able to understand them all if you can. But on rent to rent, I get asked all the time, how much money do I need to start a rent to rent business? And the answer for me was roughly around £400. That was from forming a company and getting everything in place that I needed. Now, you will need to become members of certain things like the PRS scheme and the ICO, which I go into more details in the Rent to Rent podcast itself. So go back and have a listen to that one if you haven't listened to it. And you need to have obviously the right company insurances. But you don't need all of this until you get deals. Certain things you do need and you need to make sure that you have in place, whilst other things can wait until you get a landlord or an agent to sign on the dotted line. Really, the cheapest way to get started in property is to follow others who have done it before you and can tell you the most cost-effective ways to do things. So do you need hundreds of pounds to do deals in property? Well, yes, as it's a very costly business, but that is why you can make great returns as well. But if you get creative, you can make it happen without needing that money in your bank to use. You need to have a good plan, and you need to know what you're doing and how to get the job done. You need a plan A, and a plan B is always good in case you come across problems, in which you will in property. There are always problems. Life never runs smoothly, particularly the first few times if you're doing anything that is new. So expect the unexpected and have a few different contingency plans in place. People tell me all the time that I can't start a rent-to-rent business until I have 10k saved, as they need this to do the refurbishments on the properties. But I say, you're looking at it all wrong. Just because you hear of people having to do this and take on properties and spend vast amounts on refurbishments doesn't mean it's right for you or that you have to do the same. I never paid for a refurbishment, and really, unless the property was mine, I don't think I ever would. Yes, I have painted, I have changed the odd carpet to maintain a property and to keep it to the standard that it needs to stay at, but that's all part of being a rent-to-rent company, and I make sure that my company has a budget for this. I now show my students who I train over my 90 days course how to negotiate deals that mean you don't have to have massive amounts of money up front, and that you can say the best things in a deal to get a win-win for all parties involved. It's all about structuring your deals correctly from the start. Yes, you can go out and get deals right now, but why pay over the odds and put yourself in a deal that costs you more money in the long run than you have to? Why not work with people who can show you how to get this done right from the start? That way, it doesn't cost you anything more than it needs to from the word go. But there is no right or wrong answer for this. If somebody wants to spend money on a refurbishment, on a deal, on a rent-to-rent deal, that is fine if that's what they can budget and that's what they want to do. I think we all live and learn. You know, you might spend 10k on a refurbishment. You might do a very similar refurbishment and be able to spend 8k or 7k the next time because you've learnt and you've got better. If you're interested in finding out how I can help you with all of this, then DM me on Instagram at mark.fitzgerald_property, or join the Property Unleashed Facebook group and let's connect on there. feel free to ask questions. I will leave all the links in the show notes. So come over and visit yourinspiredpath.co.uk as well. Hook up with me, book a call. Let's have a chat and let's see if we can point you in the right direction and follow the path that you truly want to. As I always say, I'm happy to help where I can. If you need or are looking for investors, and let's face it, we are all out there looking for investors and people who've got a bit of money that want to invest it for a great return, then make sure, again, you know what you're doing, you've got a good solid plan, you've got a good solid deal, and we're not going to be losing people money. That's the last thing that we want. There are lots of ways you can get started in property, and some nobody even thinks about. And a few things, you know, they can be part-time. And any money that you make doing these sort of things part-time that I'm going to explain next, you could put that money to one side and say, that's the money I'm going to use to invest and start my property business. And you can start something up, you know, at any point doing this. This can work for people that I hear saying all the time, I have no money to get started. To those people, you need to look outside the box. If you work long hours and you struggle now to pay for your lifestyle, then look at your lifestyle. There must be something you can go without to give you some extra money. Short-term pain for long-term gain is the name of the game when starting anything new. Sacrifice is part of it, but it'll all be worth it in the end. A few things you can do to get started in property with little or no money would be to offer to do viewings for landlords or maybe even letting agents on a pay-as-you-go basis. This is a great way to get out there and start meeting people and build up those skills. Offer, if you can, a tenant finder's fee only service, again, to landlords and agents, and have a set fee you make when you fill a property or a room. You can also offer a property inspection service and do reports on any issues for landlords with lots of properties who self-manage. Save them their time doing this and you can get out there, earn some extra money and learn on the job. It's a win-win again. Rent to rent, as we've said before, is a great strategy to use and build up some income and a business you can run alongside a full-time job to start with. There are some great things that you can do to get started, but the main thing on any of these is to get started. The road may seem long and the rewards too far away for now, but they will never get closer until you start down that road, one step at a time. You can't keep putting things off. You need to make good, positive action and then work on how to make it better every day. I have no money is just another excuse we tell ourselves to stay in our comfort zones and do nothing. Read the books on property, listen to the podcasts, watch the YouTube videos. There's so much free information out there that you can take action on. There should be no excuse if you really want to do it. Start to hold yourself accountable to your tasks that you need to get done or actions you need to take. If you can find a like-minded friend or family member to help you with this, then do it. It's brilliant. Or look at groups that offer you support and can use them and yourself to drive you forward. I find this so powerful that I do this each week with my team and my students to keep us all on track and moving forward. We tell each other at the beginning of the week what we want to achieve and we check in during the week as well and try to move each other forward and overcome any problems that we may be having at that time. Try and join smaller groups where you can get to know people better and help each other rather than the big, massive, faceless groups that you never really hear from the same person twice. So you don't need massive amounts of money to start anything in the property world. You just need to get creative and you need to make sure you have a plan and that you focus on that to move you forward and get what you want. I used to believe I couldn't get started in property, and I even drew up a 15-year plan to buy properties and recycle the money to get to a similar position that I managed to make in 6 months through using rent to rent. So anything can be done by anyone. Remember, nothing needs to be perfect to start with. You just need to start. I am again here to help if you need it. Just reach out and we can start moving forward on your plan. So I hope this helped you today and has given you a few ideas on different ways that you can get started in property for little to no money, let's say. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the future episodes, and I will look forward to seeing you all next week. Take care of yourselves and bye for now. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and share the podcast with others. And if you could take a minute to leave the show a review, that would really mean a lot to me as well. Lastly, why not head over to the Property Unleashed Facebook group? And if you do, I'll see you there. Take care and make sure you keep focusing on your vision. Bye for now.